at this point, getting Ozzy Osbourne to do anything is like, you know, a crime against like human rights. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Why is he?
I don't know if he doesn't know that he's five anymore.
Yeah.
What is his voice? Like, and it's weird that his voice sounds naturally auto-tuned. Did you know there's no effects on that?
There's no effects at all on that.
Just, do you reckon all the auto-tune was modelled around his voice?
Aussie-tuned, yeah. Seriously.
Aussie-tuned.
Yeah, seriously. Should we just start, because I'll forget to...
God, that was scary.
Should we just kick it off with Catatonic Youth Hour?
Yeah.
Okay, so like...
Well, just introduction. Welcome to Family Jimmy's podcast. You're listening to us talk about Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, and Jessica Simpson.
Yes, so this is a...
with Miss Love, Jordan
and Ali. As all good podcast channels, we're stealing content for average Instagram pages. So this one's called...
Yeah. You're so right. We've become that, haven't we?
We are. Just one of those classic
mid-30s American ones that just sit there and like, yeah. My friends, yeah, they wear my hat basically to advertise it, and then I just give them a Mac. Yeah. Joe, what have you seen on YouTube this week?
It's so sad. But basically, like, I was showing Jordan because... I love Brown Cardigan, it's great, and there's other great pages, but there's this one.
But it's no
Sharon.
Look, I've seen enough meth heads yelling on a train. Thank you. I want to see a meth head singing next to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. There's a page called Catatonic Youths, and it's huge. It's got 133k followers, so it's like it doesn't need a shout out. But it is when there's something that's so good, it just needs a shout out. So I'm just going to show the guys.
I bet you after our shout out, it's going to be 134k.
Ooh. I'm going to show.
That's the thing, you clout we carry.
I'm gonna
what is that? A nice, hefty 0.6% increase.
That's not nothing.
I'm going to show you guys. So this might be a reoccurring sort of segment. The videos are on Instagram, so I'm going to have to play them through the mic. We have a decent mic, so I'm just going to, hot tea. Did that hurt?
Yep, a lot.
Jordan just spilled hot tea all over himself. This is live. You don't get this kind of stuff on... what's a show that people watch? Is that Saturday Night Disney? Is that a thing?
How stoic am I?
Didn't scream.
I might be one of those nuns that burns at the stake and doesn't even cry.
Are you like, oh fuck, you're legitimately burned.
Yeah, third degree burns. But he didn't. See, that's professionalism.
His hand is fucking red. Do we need to go to the hospital?
No, I'm just all screamed out from just yelling at
Sharon
from Ozzy Osbourne over and over. I'm done.
I'm gonna play you.
I love how like Miss Love does not give a fuck that you're
burned. We all get burned. I get burned at work every day, so man up.
It's just amazing that this is his mashed potato turned into the mountain from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. This is it. Catatonic news. No, it's just like, your family's leaving you. I said, we're leaving you, Todd. Yeah, okay, just check the door.
I'm going to play it.
Introduce the song so they can listen to it.
It's not a song. It's just move back a bit because I need to be able to play it in the mic and set. So you watch from here because you really have to watch this one too. This is more of a cringe video. This isn't a song. But, I think this is the cringiest video I've ever seen. And the tag, it doesn't matter. The sound will do enough justice, but... The caption is, this is insane talent. Watch this.
Don't you ever say, I just walked away. I will always want you.
I came in like a wrecking
ball. Okay, so now he's imitating Elmo. Yeah, you can narrate. Now Stewie.
Peter Griffin.
That man needs no introduction. Gollum.
Miss Piggy?
Kermit.
Press the golden buzzer.
Ooh, that one, James has gone great on all of them.
Oh, so you really liked it.
Well, you thought they were terrible impressions.
Yeah, they were so happy
with himself. Yeah, they were slightly. He's so happy with it. That's the peak of that man's life. They were bad impressions.
Yeah, they were bad impressions.
Yes.
Well, for one, he started off Stewie with a British accent, then he just went to American.
It was bad. Anyway, I'm just gonna close off.
Seth MacFarlane's a real problem. He's too close.
I'm just gonna close off. I'm gonna show two more. Here's another one that's a bit of a song again, cringe, but man, this one's just bizarre.
Fuck. Is that Gladys
She's
Lou?
She's beatboxing a flute. Yeah, I think it's Gladys Lou and Gladys Berejiklian. You know what, though? No, she doesn't deserve to be on Catatonic's U.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'd pay money to see her.
Listen.
$1,000.
I was joking about 1,000 before, but you're not anymore. The outside, check out the inside. Wow. I think that might be it.
Insanity. And let's just close it out with the classic.
Jesus Christ. You know we're live.
Last one.
He thinks he's in his room.
I don't care. This is Korn Unplugged. And it's as fucked as you think.
See? This is what happens when Warhammer nerds become huge international celebrities.
I mean...
All right, Mishlove.
No. Wait till the breakdown.
People are legitimately... Some people are paying for this.
Yeah, but the breakdown.
Yeah, and that's what they're paying for. The breakdown.
You thought it was unplugged and then it got heavy, even on the unplugged set. That's how metal corner.
Now... Mishlove, we've got to dress into that because honestly, clearly, that was the greatest segment we've ever done by a mile. Just intently listening to a really shit microphone and very specific humour.
Yeah, very niche, esoteric.
To Mishlove.
Yeah, it
sucks. You just paid for those 133,000 views, aren't they? They're just all farmed from India.
What?
That's
views?
How much you believe in the content.
I paid for them. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I just backed them really.
Just niche legs. Yeah, that's your investment. In life, that's where you're putting all your chicken money into. Yeah,
that's right. I'll be damned if it doesn't go
magic
well.
Digital magic beans.
Magic beans, my ass, it pays for itself. Keep up the rhyme, gotta keep up the timing. The rhyming, the timing. Keep up the rhyming.
It's so good because if you came across the Reddit page, the meme economy, you would not get that it's a joke. You would legitimately think that those are good investment ideas. Just be like, stunks? I always thought it was pronounced stucks.
I know. Me getting shysted is just the easy. I'm so agreeable and like, what's the word when you're just won over easily?
Gullible?
No, not. Oh, yeah, maybe it is gullible, yeah. No, that's not the definition of idiot, lawyer boy. Look it up.
But yeah, Ali, I gotta ask, were you ever into Korn?
Yeah.
Damn.
For 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah. Fuck. 2 great days.
2 days. Fair weather fan.
I wasn't expecting that.
Fair weather fan.
I thought that you would have thought that Korn is
Wait, what was that bunch of
corn cobs just with little small guitars on them.
Wait, what song is this? I don't remember the name, but like Mishlove, can
Freak
you
Freak on a Leash.
Now, are you ready?
Yeah, that one.
What's that song?
Are you ready?
Blind or something.
Yeah, Blind. Yeah, so that was the song that I listened to for 2 days straight.
Wow. Super fan. So you never did you ever get into like the depths of like you know, like Mudvayne and Slipknot. Have we played Mudvayne's Dig on this show?
I wasn't allowed to listen. Like, I was allowed, but like my brother always told me that these were the shit rock bands, and you're a loser.
Well, that's fair.
But he was right in 2003, but he's wrong in 2019.
It's true, actually. Yeah. Wait, how was you know what? Because the other thing that I was, this was actually something that I was not allowed to listen to by my brother. He told me like if he ever heard me listening to this, like he would disown me. Backstreet Boys, he hated him. But in 2019, Backstreet Boys, fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Wait, yeah, no, that's... Look, it is really weird how the universe kind of just keeps going on this same circular loop. But, you know, in a billion years, it'll go around and then... salamanders that come out of the ocean in evolution will just be wearing those like New South Wales Blues wigs, and that'll be the only difference in the evolutionary time scale. But it is weird that that happens.
But also, I've got to say this, you've used this one joke several times, including your stand up. Can I just nerd out a little bit? You're factually incorrect. That's not how evolution works. You know that one bit where like,
I love that joke.
Used that like a few
with
times
with the Aussie Home Loans.
Not that, like where the fish where like Arnold Schwarzenegger from Total Recall comes out, it's like, ah!
Damn, you're right. That is the height of comedy to me, is just that fish jumping out of the water.
Yeah, but that's not how evolution... Right.
Well, I don't want to know that.
Like,
thanks for ruining the... No, that is my favorite thing that I've ever learned.
I thought it was
it's
that.
It's wrong, because
you're
fish didn't...
There wasn't like, you know what? Now I know how your mum feels when you're just sitting there being like, Mum, face it, there's no such thing as hell. Like, that is how I feel right now. It's just like, no, I cannot believe this. Yesterday, no. Unbelievers, the disrespect.
Because there was no one fish ever that came out. They always were in swamp water, so fish would like sort of jump over little pieces of land and jump into the other end of the water and slowly.
Yeah, that's
slowly,
going out on land.
No, but like it wasn't like one just like went up to the beach like I will spend the rest of my time in this.
But wait, baby, do you think because I put Arnold Schwarzenegger's face on a fish, you think that that's how I legitimately think evolution works?
Yeah.
Huge fuck. Jesus, the tables have turned in terms of idiocy, haven't they?
Hey, and you know what's
far out.
I got so many comments from saying that Miss Love was right about the goddamn hand of the fish.
Yeah,
oh,
baby.
Oh, God, I hate how many science nerds there are that listen to this. And as soon as we jump even slightly out of the realm of politics, they're just like, he's an aerial, get him! That's all they, that's, yes. They just wade around.
I went through this thread on Patreon and everyone was saying, and
Miss
this
Love's
was a
right.
Serious discussion. Not Miss Love's right, that was a little bit, but like you're wrong about most of the other stuff. So they're not... particularly in favor of that. What they were saying was that it would really benefit the guys if they had someone that had some sort of background in science fact-checking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does sound fun.
Somebody
some
to
guy
sit there
sitting
and, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Actually, it's your omnioperoid. It's that. It's
yeah.
Third,
oh, God.
That's the third. That's the third.
How did we ever get the party started without a PhD science nerd sitting in the corner whose entire job is to correct us when we're wrong?
I mean, we'd learn more, but I don't know if it'd make great content.
But and some of the stuff that I get shit for, I just quiet because I didn't want to like go and do deep into it. Yeah. At one point, you kept arguing that we're going to run out of atoms. And I was, even on the podcast, I was saying.
That was me.
No, that was Jordan.
Yeah, it was like both of you.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't the pro will run out of atoms.
But like,
I was not.
Dude, Miss Love is barely like pro the idea that we'll run out of oil.
Exactly. Atoms is like,
they haven't searched all the sea, dagnabbit.
But we won't run out of oil either, Jordan.
Damn, the tables have turned.
Jesus, Ali.
Wait, like, you know, no, it's not that we can't run out of oil. We can run out of oil, but by the time we're going to run out of oil, oil will become useless to
irrelevant.
Us. Yeah.
It'll be cancelled.
Because they keep finding more and more oil reserves.
In the States.
Like, I told you about that one interview that I saw of the Saudi minister for water. He says, every time we go looking for water, we find more oil. So much oil, so little water. We want water, we want less oil.
Jesus Christ. Sell the oil for water.
They do. Yeah. That's how they get
That's how they do it.
And, like, legitimately, water is more expensive than oil, than petrol.
I can't wait until the tables turn on those Saudi fucks.
It kind of
and water becomes more expensive.
Damn, tell us how you really think.
Nah, you don't want me to go that far. Yeah. I'll keep my actual thoughts to myself.
What? So there it gets dark down there.
So there's a good way where I say
it gets a little blue and then it gets real dark.
There is a little segue where I can like actually go into the segment that
go.
I'm supposed
to. No, before you do, I have an announcement. You are on hold officially, Ali, because you have to answer this one question for me. Do you know how to play a bass? Or a keyboard, either of those?
No.
All right, moving on. Miss Love, I don't know this from how much time I've seen you on pedals, but do you know how to play a guitar?
Yeah. I've dabbled.
Why are you asking? First of all, why did you ask me?
You want to start a band?
Because, yes.
What?
Yes,
what,
I want to start a band.
Like a new metal band?
How did you fucking stop it? Stop it! Get out of my head! I'm sick of it!
I live in there now.
Miss Love the psychic.
The psychic returns.
Oh,
slip that segment in there. Just
I don't need to go to prison and get raped. I just had that in my mind. Just
mind
you, just
freak.
Yeah. This little psychic penis that goes inside your head and goes, and goes out.
Can I like instead of like a bass guitar? Can I play an electric sitar?
Oh, that would be sick.
Let's ask the expert here, the guy that has a jumper on that says death, as always. could you make a band out of nu metal with a singer, drummer, guitarist, and sitar player? Is that technically possible?
I mean,
or does
yes.
he need to wear a checkered Croatian bucket hat and spin discs and be like,
DJ is preferred, and like I would recommend a bass guitar too. But I mean, rules are made to be broken.
I can play the keyboard, but I can only play one song.
Right.
The theme track for Jaws, which I think works amazingly.
What, on a sitar? Like,
meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
The Indian version of Jaws.
Don't you reckon if we put that up on YouTube, no one would be a fan of it except Nora Jones? She'd write in the comments, like, great job, guys.
Yeah, personally, yes.
Yes, finally some representation.
I'm hip to your sound. Why do you want to start a new metal band?
It's not even my idea. It's actually Christo's. He was saying, guys, we should do this. And then I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
We have to do it.
So like, explain.
Look, I'm all about preserving extinct species, as people would guess from my YouTube video. We cannot let nu metal die.
Yeah.
We can't let this happen.
Was it ever alive?
Valuable to... Are you serious?
Sorry.
It was one of those...
It was a lie. It was the height of music for a while. It was like the pinnacle of popular
what
music.
Year was
it
this?
Was it was the mega...
Late 90s,
like
early
the 2000s. Second half of 2007?
No, dude. Like...
Jesus. No. Know your rock history, bro.
Yeah, know your rock history. You know... Yeah, all the big hitters.
No,
Elvis,
in 2007, that was...
Huh?
Elvis and Limp Bizkit.
And Lenny Kravitz. The three kings.
You know what, though? I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
I think that... Factually, we're going to have to give Limp Bizkit the most rockin' band of all time. Because, do you remember this? This is kind of fucked, and I can't believe I'm laughing at it, but at the same time, I can't not.
God, what is it?
Someone died at a Limp Bizkit
at the
concert.
Big day out, yeah. Yeah.
Because they rock too hard.
And you know what's even cooler? You know what's even... Don't laugh. It's sad. It was a young girl.
The top comment. It's so true. Imagine dying at a Limp Bizkit concert.
Jesus.
Miss Love, you wouldn't...
I know. But it was like the Beatles then, man.
But like, but what? Come on.
It's weird.
That was...
You know what's even crazier? I saw Limp Bizkit... at Soundwave many years back, and it was in the exact... Soundwave is like the metal Big Day Out, and it was in the exact same location as the Big Day Out. And Fred Durst was like, 2001, we had a terrible accident, and like this young lady sadly lost her life in the mosh pit, and she was crushed, and she was like, we've got, you know, Terry, her dad, here, and he had like a broken arm, or he was a broken leg, he was on crutches, and he's like, come out here, and we went out on stage and rocked out with them as they played.
Jesus.
You know what? I'm more disturbed about that story.
No, you know what that I'm
one,
most...
That one really freaks me out.
You know what I'm most disturbed by? Miss Love, true story. Have you ever seen Jordan's iTunes library?
Oh, God.
Yeah, talk about it. I've seen it.
I am not kidding.
This is like poker, where it starts off with a straight flush, and now Ali has the royal flush.
Jordan has two songs in his entire iTunes library.
Yeah.
One of them is Keep Rolling. The second one is Gold Cobra.
Yeah.
And he has played both of them over 1,000 times. Because it says every time you play it, I was like, Jordan, this is batshit crazy. You have two songs.
No, don't tell the story. You waited until I played it probably seven times in the span of half an hour, and then he turns to me and says, quote, I think you have a problem.
And you know what's the most fucked a part about this? He has played Gold Cobra more than he has played Keep Rolling.
Way more. Probably like twice as much.
It's so disturbing.
I like their worst album. I think that is the best. Oh. That's the pinnacle of music to me. The album that everyone chooses to forget of Limp Bizkit.
All I can say to that
didn't know existed.
Yeah, all I can say to that is it's good to hear that you've advanced from Rome Total War and Age of Empires soundtracks. That's what used to be on your fucking iTunes.
And now his stand-up show starts with Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that's sick.
Starts
with what song?
Keep Rolling.
Yeah, that's mad. I'm surprised that didn't happen sooner. I'm actually disappointed that you haven't been opening with that when you, like, in your early days of stand-up at like UNSW, you're like, what's the deal with the fried food?
But you know what I honestly think? If I did do that, I would have been famous half a decade ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have.
It would have been a meteoric rise to the top.
Australian icon.
Now, actually, I think that is true. When people say to me, who's your favourite comedian? Dave Chappelle? Is it Hamish Blake and stuff? No, it's Fred Durst. Fred Durst is the funniest man.
I will pay and that. Dude, have you seen the video?
And also, Ali.
Biscuit by the end of it. We spent, three, 4 days in Adelaide. Every time we would come home, they had one of them Google, what is it called? The Google Play. Yeah, Google Play. And he would just come in and say, hey, Google, play Limp Bizkit. Full volume. And the whole house would just
get. You couldn't escape.
Dude, don't you reckon that is a move of someone that has made it makes? Like, that is the move of, like, Silicon Valley. That is a like, hey, Siri, play Limp Bizkit at full volume. That is what you do when you've made it. You can't, or either that, or you're on Centrelink. Like, it's one or the other. It's just no in between, you know what I mean?
That's true.
So that's awesome, dude. That's fucking cool.
It's awesome.
But this is what spurred us on. Come on.
Yeah.
New metal, is it the greatest genre of all time? Well, it rocks so hard that people die listening to it. And on top of that, it's funnier than any comedian true. Has ever done in nothing close to the new metal.
No, I think you're right. I mean,
so what are we waiting for, boys?
Well, look,
it combines our two loves together.
Yeah, music and comedy. No, I think we played the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack about 30 times in Brisbane that time.
And I never got tired of that either.
Neither did I. It's like Rob Zombie song never got old. So, I'm not disagreeing.
And you know what? On top of that, Ali, he always has this thing of when we find some song that we, we're purely watching it to laugh at it and then just getting to the point of laughing at the fact that we've overplayed.
Oh, right, yeah.
That seems to be the hail. And Ali is always on the periphery just begging for it to turn off.
And I understand that too.
As soon as it plays, he's on board.
Yeah.
So don't pretend.
The only song that, legitimately started pissing me off was when... So Limp Bizkit was something. Okay, 4 days I spent with Jordan in Adelaide, and we listened to Limp Bizkit nonstop. I'm okay with that. The problem was when we were listening to Plies and it had started in 2012 and now it was 2014.
Yeah, that's right.
And we are still playing that every time. Like they're playing
somewhat.
No, one song. Every time I would come to Jordan's house, shit. He would be on fucking Centrelink at the time and say, the government's investing on me. One day I'll become a big comedian. And,
you're a legend, man. You made it. Like, yeah, dude. I just a little time I had to say. Good on you, man.
And I was just
you're always making it. You made it happen.
And Dome King would be like, "What do you think he's gonna make it?" And damn. I would just be like, "Eating Big Jones, gonna be like, I hope so. I really hope so."
Damn. And he did, man.
And he fucking did. That's he's a champ for that.
I know. That's
sick. But yeah. But at the time, like, every time you walk into his house. And you ask him to do anything, he would say, first, we've got to listen to this one song. Where two beasties are twerking the whole time, and the song barely has any lyrics.
I mean, I don't want to. You know what it's called? Yeah. You know what it's called? And he is a visionary for this. The song is called Thick. And all it is.
I've heard. I think I know of this fucking song.
You think you know?
I don't think you've heard it. Let me just pull something because, out of the universe. I'm getting some words here.
Wait.
Stupid.
Yep. Is that it? That's all you got. Yeah, it's kind of like John Edwards. Sometimes the voices are a bit stronger than they are. But yeah. If you think you know this, you don't know.
I haven't thought about John Edwards since I saw him for the first time. Go on. That's amazing.
Midday television with your mum while she's slightly drunk. Yeah, that's how everyone's introduced to John Edwards.
It's just so funny.
Mum that hasn't worked in 10 years.
He's faking it.
Faking it? Or just like, how did he know?
Nah, my mum was like, he's faking it. But anyway, yeah, what's the song? Is it about thick ass and legs? Is that the gist?
Yeah, that's
bingo. Jesus, Miss Love, you miss your calling in life. You should have been a rap producer.
No, you should just be like, you should be one of them ladies that sits in like a dodgy little shop and just has a crystal ball and like, come in, I'll tell you your future.
No, fucking oath, I should do that. If only I didn't want to rock so hard and give myself to the altar of rock.
Dude, if you die and see, what rocking, a purist.
You won't even give your my life to the altar of rock if it's funny. It has to actually rock.
It has to actually rock. But I do love the funny stuff.
But the funny stuff can rock as well.
Oh, of course. Dude.
Again, has the Queens of the Stone Age ever killed anyone because of how hard they rock?
No, but them Crooked Vultures, which is one of Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, did blow a German man's eardrums in Germany for playing so loud. And then he sued them and they were like, it's part of the deal, man. Too bad. It blew his ears off.
Dude.
Blew his ears up. They exploded his fucking eardrums.
There is a downside to rock, isn't it? It's just that, like, even Nietzsche looks at them and just goes, whoa, they're fucking nihilist.
The downside to rock is that it sometimes ends.
I don't really get it.
What do you mean? How do you not get that, Miss Love?
Finishes?
Yes.
Yeah, like the song gets over.
No, you know why he doesn't get that? Because to him, it doesn't end.
Always got music playing, always.
He's going, wait, so you have two songs playing at the same time, so in case one of them stops, the other one keeps going.
No, not all the time. But I mean, like, these days, if I'm doing anything, I've got, like, something maybe like,
Whoa.
It's pretty fucked.
You're tearing the rabbit up. Now, before we go on, so first of all, obviously that's a blood pact. We're starting a new metal band. If anybody has any instruments and things, because please, we have to get this going.
Yes, I have lots
we need a name.
Yeah.
Wait, what's our name?
Buzz Blood.
Whoa.
No, it's not that good.
I like it.
Or something. That's not new metal enough. It has to be something like
I saw one the other day. On like Coal Factory.
On one condition.
Fear Factory.
You've got to put your money where your mouth is. Give up your comedy to become a rock star.
If you're in new metal, that's the great thing. You can have your cake and eat it too. But on top of that, what are you talking about? If I'm the lead singer of a new metal band, I'm not giving up comedy. I'm reaching the next level.
Yeah, that's your comedy. But you can't make any more videos about the Liberal Party. The goddamn Liberal Party is dead. To you.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I've just got to raise vibrations from
there. And that would be a blessing for you, man. You would become like a Buddhist monk. No more stress.
just ruck, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be good.
That's true.
It'd be good for you.
And I am really looking forward to like a picture of my grey fat stomach while I'm like pumping a 20-year-old appearing on Pornhub. Which is what I've seen Fred Durst do.
Wait,
what,
he was
it
on Pornhub?
Yeah, no, he sued. Yeah, it was a sex tape that got released on Pornhub. And look, it shouldn't be there. It should be on bestscore.com. It is not porn. Fred Durst's porn. Like, Fred Durst's penis. I would rather
What's the penis like?
Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Yeah, get it up.
All right, yeah.
Come on. It's that time of the night where it gets a little blue. So.
No, okay. Like in Fred Durst's case, it gets like way too pink.
While Jordan's bringing it up, Miss Lowe, what do you describe his penis before he brings it?
I don't want to do.
Nah, you've got it.
Like stubby, like average stumpy pink, you know, gross Midwestern farmer penis.
As always. Spot on. Yeah, all right. Guys, I can't look at it.
I don't want to see it.
I want to see it.
Oh!
Wait, that's an. That's
I can't believe
we're
doing this.
Not satisfied, brasmag.com. But what? I can't see his penis.
Jesus, that I saw for a. Oh, dude! Oh, that's gross.
Can I say, I think I have the same penis as Fred Durst.
Christ.
Yeah, all right, we've seen it.
Damn, yeah, I didn't actually get Fred Durst. I just put up like Ali's camera phone.
Dude, that is
the chick. Who's the girl? Just this is it not you?
Why is that you?
Is it no?
His great belly. Yeah. His punch.
Fat fucking stomach.
That's so gross.
Dude, is that Fred Durst or is that me?
Oh my god.
Fuck.
How much can you to cleanse your palate after this? It would be watching Rocco's of Freddy. Wouldn't it? It's just so way much dirty, worse than that.
Yeah. It's way dirty.
And it's like one of those old shitty cameras, it's so dodge.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so
that's how we do on the Friendly Jimmy.
Now, there's one other question that I have about music for you, Miss Love, and then we'll move on to other things. But you have to explain to me why everyone hates the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Why is every music?
Does everyone hate Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, of course, this is news to you, Ali, and you're pretty sad about it, aren't you?
The other side was mad.
Well, look, okay.
Californication.
There's a big contingency. The thing with chilies is. Well, I'd say either you love them or hate them, but there are people in the middle. I think they're okay. I think Californication's a good album, and they've got some good albums in my opinion. I think I am in the middle, more to their annoying side.
Wait,
but
you just said either you hate them or you like them, or you're
exception.
In the middle.
No. You either hate them or love them. Generally, I'm the exception. There's a tiny proportion of people that say they're okay. Usually people love them or they despise
them. I like them.
Still.
Having said that, I'll give you the reason.
I haven't listened to them in like maybe 10 years.
Wait, having said that.
I like them when I did listen to them.
I'll give you the answer to why people despise them in an audio answer. If you,
that's
you're going to help
good,
me.
Good, because this is
me.
A podcast.
God, I love
I mean, a musical,
talking about
a musical
trash music. Rock bands from 2002 to 2004, because it is like asking Ali any question about global politics for this episode. Well, you're really asking two questions here.
I know, it's fucking so true. I'm like,
there's two schools of thought.
Yes. To the theory of this style of question and this... But I'll answer
this
it.
This is great. This is him answering Israel-Palestine conflict. Why chili peppers suck ass?
Or they don't. Depends on who you ask. You know, like that academic answer.
All right, Who is Israel and who is Palestine in terms of yay and nays for chilies?
Okay. Palestine is... Israel is the Palestine's the nays, Israel's the yays.
So the yays are more powerful than the nays.
Well, they're not more powerful. There's a lot more in the nay, but the yays. Yeah, I suppose the yays more powerful. I suppose. But let me the way to answer it.
Wait, are the yays actually Jewish?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. 1 a.m. is when you start putting out anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. That's about the right time.
So this is why people hate the Chili's. What?
Is that why they like to drink Pepsi? Because it's pay every penny to save Israel?
Yeah, that's... Man, you... God, we have something to show you.
Okay.
It is. It has to be an antidote to Fox News, is this... this Pakistani meme page that just finds these bizarre Jewish conspiracy theories in day-to-day life, just looking at a puddle and being like, you see, is this that of David?
Paranoid. But this is why people hate it. If you could help me out, boys, you repeatedly go like this, boop, 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 three, four, keep it going. All right. Keep going.
Don't stop. And you go.
All right, wait, hang on, here's the break.
And I go to California, yeah. It's California breaking down on me. And my sweet California girl is a sweet, sweet girl. Fucking fucking California. Please keep...
Dude, question answered!
Oh, I need to make an appeal. Please keep paying us, due.
What do you mean?
Pay us more!
That's the best thing you'll ever hear in a podcast.
Pay us as much as you've paid to see the Chili's in your life, which I'm guessing is hundreds of dollars.
The first concert I went to was the Chili's. I think that's only fair for you to pay it. That was better. That was actually better than the Chili's. Breakdown was more musical than a lot of the Chili's breakdown. So that's why they hate them. And I don't hate them. I think they're okay. But that's why they hate them. Every second song. And the mo, make a dog in California. We get you're from California.
But that's all we get.
It's a shithole. Why are you so obsessed with California?
Oh, God. Okay, so we...
California.
All right, so write to us either on Patreon, Discord. Do you think that this new metal band... You've got a teaser over here.
Yeah, let us know.
If this can be a thing. If it is, if you want it, and you keep paying us Patreon money, then we will release an entire album.
Yeah, well, look...
No, let's start with a song. Come on. Let's not go nuts here, boys.
Let's go with one song. That'd be so easy to do. Actually, really fun. It'd be hilarious. But,
Can you compose it for us? Because I don't know if you know this, Miss Love, but I don't know anything about music.
You used to, man. You used to play sax.
Yeah, in beginner's class, okay. Like intermediate class in a performing arts school.
Okay, I thought you were okay. I must have just... I think it was one of those things where I saw you carrying the, like, instrument case and then just, like, constructed...
And mistook me for Max.
We both fucking carried the case.
And we both wore ties in year 7.
We both the little dweebs.
Kept it going until year 8.
Little dweeb kids.
But yeah, all right. No, thank you for answering that question.
No worries, man. No worries.
Yeah, of course. No.
Like, it's a pleasure, and it always is a pleasure.
Okay, so I don't know how to make this segue at all.
Oh, fuck the segue. Just
did you hear
on.
That Saudi Arabia's oil production have been halved by Iran's proxy war through Yemen? That's right. That's the sick.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
My brain is just like, the closest to politics I've gotten is like louder with crowd being like, you can't afford to where's the money gonna come from for the healthcare? That's what I want. Is it gonna come from the I'm gonna pull out a hat, magic hat, boing, and then they're like,
that is Crowder
smug fucking other guy being like, hey, like, oh, there it is, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely, that's the boing.
So true. Why have you got a microphone? Because you own a beanie. Fuck off.
So basically, you've just blown my mind. You'll have to explain that again.
Okay, so recently...
I'm joking. Semi-joking.
So, Saudi Arabia's oil facilities.
Yeah, one of them lose your countries.
Were bombed by a drone.
Really?
What was what?
Saudi Arabia's oil facilities were bombed by a drone.
Holy shit.
That the US and Saudi Arabia are saying it's Iran's. And Iran is saying it's actually Yemen's. And everyone is saying Yemen does not have food. They don't have drones.
Let alone drones.
So actually, yeah, this is a big issue, man.
So
we're pretty close to war.
What? Between
the US and Iran.
What?
Because
so clearly it's a US drone then.
No, dude, I love how conspiracy.
No,
yeah, it does.
It's not though. I mean, that's not. It's not hugely far fetched.
This time, it's not the CIA. Believe it or not.
Dude, really? Are you sure?
Imagine if they get.
No,
to the point.
I think it is. It probably is Iran. Actually,
a drone's at the point where, like, how trippy is this thought that, like, if drones are at the point where they can circumnavigate like half the world, imagine if the drone was like Jekyll did it. He's like me.
I love how like this went again.
Okay. Is that a possibility that Jekyll did it?
Jekyll, it's not.
And he didn't even know. He just did it in his dreams. That advanced.
He can't. I don't think Jekyll knows how to like
tie his shoes.
Yeah, one of them. He knows how to do the left one, but not the right one.
Okay, so who was it? Iran.
Well, so I think it's Iran because the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have cornered Iran into such a situation that I think they did it. And they did it to, like, sort of show the rest of the world that, yo...
We've got shitty drones.
Yeah, don't fuck with us too much. And
But what is the situation in Iran? It's like Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, like...
They're totally all different places.
All yeah, I know they're different places, but they all seem to be, like, these clusterfucks of you know... War.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Like people in like Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan say.
What?
The UK, Australia, America—they are just a clusterfuck. I don't know which one is different from one another.
Well, they're a lot more. Australia's a lot further away from Canada than like Iraq and Iran.
Yeah, no, I can vouch for this. Like our TV's fucked, but Iranian TV is just like a man in a suit walking around to like 20 people just standing in line, going like, that's primetime TV it's a fucked country.
Because why? Because the US has made it a fucked
country. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Look, I'm 100% down with that. But having said that, like, dude, just do what everyone else does. Watch Dutch TV and steal their ideas.
But, like, they do.
Love Island. They do.
But what I'm saying is, like, the populism movement.
Okay, so like, I'll.
What?
I thought.
What, the populism
movement? What populism movement?
Trump. I thought that they were
Trump
out of fucking.
Dude, I will give Trump this much. Trump is anti-war, and that has been.
But he's not anti-war. They're in Afghanistan. They're not.
But like, he's the one. Okay, so Trump is not a dictator.
No, but
he doesn't do everything. What we know for sure now is that Trump is actually the dove in the administration.
Yeah.
There was planned attacks on Iran. They were about to bomb Iran and start a war. Trump unilaterally told them not to do it.
Right.
So much so that his national security advisor, John Bolton, who is a maniac, got so pissed off. Trump fired him. Because he thought he was too hawkish.
Why did he put him in the first place? Because to appease Tea Party?
Because of the Republican pressure. This is the same guy, Mad Dog Mattis. Do you know what the biggest disagreement between Mad Dog Mattis and Trump was? Mad Dog Mattis wanted Trump to keep the military in Syria and Afghanistan.
Right.
And Trump was saying, we've got to pull out of there. That was the disagreement.
Right.
So Trump is actually...
So he's actually trying to get him out. It's not,
Trump
it's
is actually... Yeah, he's a... He, and even after... So Iran... Or a proxy... or a drone, allegedly by Iran, bombs half of Saudi Arabia's oil-producing capacity. That is a big move. Trump says how fucked that is and how it's Iran and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But at the same time, he says, I don't want to go to war with Iran.
Good. Fucking good.
And yeah, but like, but what he also needs to do is like man up and stop fucking with Iran too. Because the reason why Iran did this was because they've been cornered to such an extent that you have left them no other option but to fuck with you.
So what is the situation in Iran versus Iraq and Afghanistan? Like like what's the
so first of all, Iran is much bigger. Iran is very different from Iraq and Afghanistan. Particularly, there's a few reasons. One, the size is much bigger. Sorry, the population size is much bigger.
Aren't they? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do they have nuclear weapons?
That's the whole. Damn. Yeah, that's the whole shtick. So they're developing nuclear weapons.
Right.
Iran is Iran has a much more motivated and capable military.
Mm.
Afghanistan actually does not have a military. Per se. Right. Iraq has a pretty shit one. In fact, Iraq's military...
Isn't everyone in Afghanistan part of the military?
Everyone in Afghanistan is part of the military.
I don't know. I just feel like everyone there is just like bricklayer and pretty mean on the bazooka,
yeah,
no?
It's still there's still a civil war. Where Iran, there is no civil war. Iran is ethnically homogenous and it's nationalistic. Iran is an old empire.
Yeah.
Iran is way like more of a problem. You can forget.
Would
about
you want
Iran.
To live in Iran, Ali? Would it be okay living there?
I wouldn't mind living there for a bit, but Iran lately is like.
So it's not a shithole.
It's not a shithole at all. It's not Afghanistan.
Didn't Iran prior to sort of like, you know, authoritarian like. Islamization, it was like democratic and like chicks in miniskirts and stuff. And like,
well, yeah, but why?
That's the propaganda bit.
The CIA.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't democratic. It's a lot more democratic now, even though it's not even a democracy. It's a theocracy than it was before. Before it was just a kingdom.
Oh, it was a kingdom. Yeah, but it was a lot more. Yeah, on paper it was less democratic.
You know what's the difference between then and now?
It was a free society.
The difference was that back in the day when it was a kingdom, Iran allowed American energy companies to extract oil and sell to the rest of the world and giving them premiums. After the revolution, they stopped doing that. And that is the biggest difference. You change that aspect, America would be okay with all of that religious bullshit.
Because
they didn't allow their companies to set up shop.
Wait. Isn't this the history of Iran? I don't know if I'm right on this. So before that, there was a democracy or something along the lines of that.
In 1950s, there was a democracy for a very brief period.
Then the Americans came in, changed it in with like a dictator, essentially.
They replaced that guy, a democratic elected leader, Mossadegh, with the old ruler who was very unpopular. Because the democratically elected leader decided, first of all, to nationalize all of the oil fields and make sure that they develop indigenous capabilities to export and extract them rather than get American companies to do it.
And the theocracy rose to power as a result of the fact that that leader was extremely unpopular and that they could only gather in... The only place that they could do that is in mosques.
Yeah. In fact, that leader was so unpopular, the Shah of Iran was so unpopular that there was a coalition of different forces, which included the current ruling theocratic government. Then there were these leftist communists that were also, then there were other nationalists. So there was this umbrella of protesters that decided to overthrow the theocracy. And then after once it was over, overthrow the Shah, the kingdom. And then after that was overthrown, the religious aspect just overtook the revolution.
Because it was the why?
Because it was the most organized out of all of them.
Because of the mosques.
Because during the kingdom's period, they tried to repress religion a lot, and what happened as a result was that they became quite good at understanding straight craft, and so there was this whole. There were several mosques. They have a very rich tradition of religious history because they are from one sect of Islam, which they only belong to. So they believe that they're the custodians of religion within their area. So they have a rich historical tradition where they have most religious people in most countries are kind of stupid. Their intellectuals are actually religious. So some of the clerics that you would see are actually some of the smartest people in that society.
Yeah?
Yeah. And so they...
Sunnis.
Shias.
Oh,
it
was a 50-50
fight. I rolled the dice. All right, yeah.
And so, yes,
it happens.
So they overtook the country, and then they formed this theocracy, and they're very anti-US, and hence the whole world kind of hates them.
Right.
Because before that,
who are their allies?
Iran's allies. So there's Syria. There's Assad.
Because I think Turkmenistan hates them, but sorry.
There's Turkmenistan hates them. They have half of Iraq, which is a pro them.
Ooh, wow. What an ace in the hole.
Then there's...
Ivory Coast.
The eastern suburbs of Iraq.
Madagascar. It's true. Half of Madagascar. Half of Madagascar. Good side. Hey?
And Yemen. Yemen, the Houthis in Yemen are pro-Iran.
And Tucker Carlson.
Because he's just like, we should pull out.
Tucker Carlson says some really maverick things.
This makes no sense. Wait, Tucker Carlson is pro-Iran?
No, he's like, he basically just sat there on Fox one day and was just going, the president is one of the best presidents I've ever seen. He asked a simple question that I've never heard a president ask. How many people will a drone strike kill? And this is incredibly important when it comes to Iran, because Iran, unlike Afghanistan and Iraq, who have extremely brutal basic cultures, there's a lot of things to learn from the Iranians. They're an ancient culture and a lot more sophisticated than we are in a lot of ways. Dude, that was weird. A guy on Fox News primetime, flag waving in the background, admitted that there's countries that are better than America in some ways.
And in the Middle East too, that's mad.
Yeah, he's right. It's a very sophisticated society, Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have, they're a proper civilization. So this was the old Persian civilization, right? Afghanistan was always like sort of a transit area of like these. You try to avoid them if you want to go to access the Indian markets. You have to go through this rough Mad Max area for a bit. Certain areas.
God, that sounds scary. The Wild West, but in the Middle East.
Certain areas of Afghanistan were even when they say, like, you know, back in the day, Kabul and Afghanistan, they were that was a very small area.
Chicks with test tubes. Yeah, and
like
scientists.
Yeah, that's all true, but only like a very small area within Kabul.
Really?
Yeah. It's all like the whole society was like
areas,
that.
Urban areas.
Yeah, and their urban areas are very small.
Right.
It's not like you've got centres like Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth. You've got one
cool thought.
If we went to Kabul now, would we be beheaded?
No, because it is under
control. Nah, just if we went to Lithgow. That's pretty much it. Anyway, go back and listen to the other pod before that. Give us money. Sorry, continue on this.
Be beheaded. It depends on what you won't be beheaded anywhere. But like, Kabul is controlled by the US forces still, so you'd be fine over there. You'd just be like in bunkers and shit. Like, my dad did some consultancy work over there. He tells me stories. He says, like, so there's enclosures where you're safe. It's one of the most. So he was saying when he went to the airport, it's the only place where they scan each and every finger of his. So he thought he was going to scan his thumb, and they said, okay, now the index finger, now the middle finger, now the other one that I don't know the name of, and now the pinky.
So weird that your dad, even when it got down like to the pinky, being like, really? Well, I scanned the first four. I thought that ended that.
And then he was like, no, now do it with the other. And my dad was saying, like, I thought I'm going to have to take off my shoes and do it with my toes as well. So it's like a heavily guarded city. So you'd be fine over there. But the quality of life, not that great.
Right. But is it worth it for the grilled meats?
Probably.
Probably. I'm not going to...
Yeah, because the ones in the western suburbs are pretty good.
The more, like, dangerous a country, the better the food. That just seems to be how it goes. Yeah.
No, there's...
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know. Every African dish I've ever had in my life is like, no, God, really? I didn't know that clay was a spice.
Well, it is. I have to say, though, I do like this sort of... There seems to be this, like, lateral movement from everyone in America in every... There's a consensus of this, like, anti-globalist sort of idea of... Like, no, everyone... Like, most people want... They don't want war. They want to pull out of these sort of like war zones and these Middle Eastern conflicts. Like, fucking people on Fox, it's probably divided. The majority probably want America out of those areas.
Nah, I think Tucker Carlson's like only sane man.
I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know.
That's so good. That is an amazing sentence. Tucker Carlson, the last sane man.
I mean, that's not true.
And you know what?
He's
close.
A lot of these new pundits are like, get him out. Like,
who?
Like, all the, like, Crowder.
Because that's what
Crowder?
Yes.
No, but that's what the public opinion is. By and large, Well, that's the what public I'm saying. Opinion that's what is I'm that saying. They want to leave.
But that's what I'm saying.
But that's not the opinion of the establishment and the puppets within the mainstream media. Yeah,
well, fine, but
Tucker Carlson is actually a maverick.
Man, the new
show that things like the public opinion.
Yeah, but this the new age of propaganda has become really sophisticated and it's kind of like eaten itself.
Yeah. Well,
that's what's happening now. It's just basically there's people like Tucker Carlson sitting there just being like, just going just like, saying, yeah, I mean, we got to get out of Iran. It's just stupid. And the way we're going to do that is to vote back in Republicans that were the same, pretty much exact same administration as George Bush Sr.'s.
He doesn't say that at all.
He does.
He hates all those old fucking.
Yeah, that's why he supported fucking Ted Cruz. In the Republican primary. You could not find more of an establishment slime ball than Cruz.
Actually,
the one that looks like the slug in the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory Futurama one. Yeah,
he's got a beard now. He thinks he looks better with the beard. He still looks like a fucking moron.
Yeah, he does. He does. But he's also right. He does look better with the beard.
Slightly.
Yeah, but look, any improvement is still great.
I don't think Tucker supported Cruz, man.
He did! That was his pick.
But, like, to be fair, Ted Cruz...
I'll kill you!
Ted Cruz isn't an establishment guy. Ted Cruz isn't an establishment guy.
Well,
yes, he is.
Ted Cruz is a Tea Party guy.
Yeah, but that is the establishment now.
Yeah, maybe now, but, like, but not when... not before Trump. Trump changed a lot of shit. Trump basically took over the Republican Party.
No, that's not true.
I think,
look, the competing forces in the Republican Party is essentially just Koch brothers and other traditional oil owners that are kind of just sitting there wanting the same contracts that they want.
Which yeah, they get what they want, but like your mainstream Republicans, your McCain's, your Lindsey Graham, your Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, these guys are all kind of...
They're dinosaurs.
They've been sidelined.
Yeah.
And that was the original Republican establishment.
Yeah.
And now you've got people like... Yeah, like Ted Cruz.
What about... what's that old... Who's the old libertarian? Ron Paul. Is that his name?
Yeah, Ron Paul.
But he's obviously... He's,
not he's kind of dead too. Because, man, Ron Paul... No, not Ron Paul, sorry. Rand Paul. Ron Paul. I like Ron Paul. Ron Paul was all right.
I don't like Ron Paul at all.
Man, is that the libertarian guy?
That's the guy who was just like, yeah, shut down all the hospitals.
Yeah, he's like, shut down everything and leave me alone.
No, he's fucked.
It's so scary that's his idea of government. It's just like, I'm just going to run as president and then everything is going to shut down and there's just going to be one guy that's on TV every now and then.
Yeah,
and he just takes some interviews.
And he's just got one button that has nukes on it.
That's his idea of presidency.
No, but like, Ron Paul is fucked. I'm not arguing that. But what I'm saying is like, he's principled. His son, Rand Paul... Is a piece of shit.
No, that guy's fucked.
He's not even principled.
That guy's fucked. Is that his?
Yeah, and I'm sick of his hair looking like a muffin.
Yeah, that guy's just like a. That guy's not. Yeah, he's just another. He's sort of. He's like Ruby or one of.
Dude, do you want to know something like really crazy?
Yes.
So California, have you checked out the polls recently for the?
Yes, I have, and I'm very sad about
it. What? Why are you sad about it?
What?
Oh, California! I thought you were talking about Iowa. Yeah. No, so California's California, great. California,
Bernie and Biden are at tie at the top position. So who the front runner of California was? Senator Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is now trailing behind Andrew Yang.
That's about like computers, robots.
Yeah, he's that
universal income. That guy.
Yeah, that guy. He is.
Let's not dance around the bush. It's the Asian one.
The Yang game.
It's a fact.
It's crazy though, dude. Think she is gone. And do you know who killed her? Tulsi Gabbard
smashed her.
I don't know any of these fucking. Who's that?
So
you would love Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, you would.
Because Joe Rogan loves her, and you just sit there and be like, "Yeah, Nash."
Yeah, probably.
Tucker Carlson loves.
And you know why? It's really creepy. I really don't like all these conservatives interviewing her because you can just tell that it's they just sit there basically so they can sit there and be like, "Thank you so much for your time, Tulsi Gabbard." That's going straight into the spank bank. That's it. That's like.
Verbatim.
Pretty much, yeah. I reckon there would be. They've done so many interviews together. Tucker Carlson must have slipped it in once.
Jesus Christ!
No, she would not give up to Tucker Carlson.
Expression.
Dude, she is a babe.
Yeah, no one's denying that.
Their policies.
Her policies. Like,
they're awesome. It's basically like Bernie Sanders if Bernie Sanders was a hot chick.
Except for like, I don't like one policy of hers, but other than that, I'm like, all right.
What?
She's like too pro-India. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course she does.
That's so true. She is Bernie Sanders. If Bernie Sanders had this inexplicable hatred of Pakistan.
Dude, Bernie Sanders loves Pakistan.
Does he?
He's the only candidate that like that came up and he condemned Modi's actions in Kashmir.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone is just like two shits
games. He's always right on everything.
Yeah, why is he such a champ?
He's an educated man, that's for sure. Like he's read his books.
He's educated in foreign policy.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah, which is mad. But so is Trump. Not educated.
Yeah, but
instinctively great.
he's at least not completely bought out by the establishment. Or he doesn't kowtow to like the military industrial.
The only aspect of Trump's foreign policy that I was annoyed by is his hawkish attitude towards Iran. But like as things have folded, you realize it's actually not his hawkish attitude towards Iran. It's like the people around him, and he's given in on that.
Do you know what John Bolton said when he quit?
Dude, I know what John Bolton always said, and I can tell you that I am very happy that Trump fired that man.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
But I want to know why he was ousted. Because apparently he threw a tantrum and left.
Huh. Yeah, because he didn't like Trump being
in charge.
He didn't like Trump saying he wanted Trump to just attack Iran. He was very hawkish towards
Iran. Jesus Christ!
He said like, "Yeah, just bomb."
He's just very hawkish to everything.
It's bizarre that
if it was up to him, he'd probably wage war in Australia.
Yeah, he'd be like kangaroos are weird looking or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. It's just been like, "Is your lady Deirdre down there?" It probably is Iran. Just, that's where all the sleeper cells are.
I've seen that. Yeah,
just looks at Scott Morrison suspicion.
It probably is Iraq.
All right, well, we've got to end it. We're out of time.
Hey, Patreon. Let's do it. Let's finish. Let's finish it. Thank you. We'll go out on a Red Hot Chili Peppers thank you song for Patreon. Go. Hit it. Flea.
What are you doing?
Bass.
What are you doing?
Slap bass.
This is a dubstep.
Boom.
Okay,
yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, but what was running it?
I'll tell you. Go.
Okay.
We're going to keep it in time, you music illiterate fucks. What? Like, guitar, like.
Patreon, it's going to make me live long. I love living in the Patreon world, because in California, I need money to survive. Create content for all your lives. Best people around Australia, don't stop, Flea, pick it up again, that baseline. I love the Patreon peeps, because it gives us the ability to make the money. Make content for you and your friends. Make content for you and your boyfriends and your girlfriends and your mom friends. We love you like we love California.
Alright, that's enough. Thank you for listening in and keep paying us money, and we love you all. And also, I've been looking at your Discord stuff. Thank you so much for your feedback. See ya.